The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Okay,
you know, we are only 4 months away from moving into our new church. Just 4 months away. It'll be here before you know it. And if you can remember, I got a homework assignment for you as soon as we get in, okay? You want to look up at our rose window and compare it to an image of the rose window of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, if you can remember, okay? Because there was once a time I got locked inside the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. As I was praying, and I must have been hidden away someplace, and they locked the place up. And I was in there all alone, and I had to wait for a guard. I hope I wasn't going to get arrested. And I had to wait for a guard to let me out. But while I was waiting, I stood up and I looked at the rose window. And it was one of the most beautiful things that I'd ever seen. I don't even know how much time passed. I was gazing up at the rose window. And you know, you can look up at any of the great cathedrals of Europe. You look at their rose window. And you'll see one thing in common. What'll you see? You'll see that they tell a story. In fact, they tell many stories. Stories from the Old Testament, stories from the lives of the saints, stories from the gospel. And at the center, always at the center, there's an image of Christ our Lord. And if there's an image of the Blessed Mother at the center, take a closer look. Jesus is sitting on her lap, all right? Our Lord is always at the center. And not only is the rose window a marvel of engineering, and of artistry, and of culture, but it's also the image of a well-ordered soul. When Christ is at the center, everything else is in its proper place, and it's beautiful, and it's mesmerizing. As is the rose window, so are you meant to be. Putting our Lord at the center of your life is what conversion of heart is all about. Putting our Lord at the center of your life is what Lenten conversion is all about. And it's what this gospel that you just heard is all about. So a man comes up to Jesus and he says, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Now in the Old Testament, there were 613 precepts of the law. And the question always arose, well, which one's the greatest when they come into conflict? "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength." In other words, put Christ our Lord at the center. Now, I've said this before because it's one of my favorite quotations. It comes from St. Augustine. "You've made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you," which by implication means that if you are not at rest, you have not yet rested in the Lord. Something in your life is at the center, which ought to be out on the periphery. And our Lord is somewhere out on the periphery, and he needs to be at the center. That's what Lenten conversion is all about. Now, the reason why I mention this is because Friday of the third week of Lent is an uncelebrated but pivotal day in this season. It's precisely halfway between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday. Just as many days have elapsed now since you had that symbol of ashes traced on your forehead in the shape of a cross and were told that you are dust and unto dust you shall return, as much time now stretches before us and the lighting of the Easter candle and the celebration of our Lord's resurrection. A lot of people at this point in Lent, they're weary. They've been carrying their cross, they've been doing their penance, they wish the whole thing was over, right? If that's you, I say, great, you're doing it right, okay? That's exactly how it should be. You should be tired. But a lot of people will say, you know, Father, I've really slipped and fallen and I've really dropped the ball. And, you know, at this point, I'm just ready to quit and give up. And I say, don't. Remember how much can be accomplished in just one day, in just one moment. One of my favorite authors is Fyodor Dostoevsky. And there's a scene in one of his books in which a man is lining up to be executed by a firing squad. And he has 5 minutes left to live. And going through his mind at that time are two thoughts. First of all, how precious each moment of life is. Just how much can be accomplished even in one moment. Even in one day. And secondly, just how great a difference he could make if only now he could have more time. Well, part of the reason I mention all this is to remind us that we have more time. You now have half of Lent before you. Remember to use it to convert your heart and put Christ our Lord at the center. You might slip, you might fall, you might experience your own weakness, but that's okay. When you're discouraged by your own weakness, have all the more confidence in his grace. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Francis of Rome, pray for us.